Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Never Too Late to Fly podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline.
And I'm Kevin. Together, we're going to dive into different topics around weight loss, body image, relationships with food, and how to overcome life's everyday struggles and challenges so we can all live our best lives possible. Remember, it's never too late to fly. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is episode 60. In this episode, we're going to be talking about focusing on yourself no matter what others say, especially when that comes to mental struggles or struggles that you can't necessarily see.
Right. And I know we've talked a lot about feeling proud of yourself and looking within and feeling proud of where you are now, even though it might not be where you want to be. But I think it's so much harder to do this when you have comments or opinions from others making statements that can try to pull you down or make it seem like what you're doing is not good enough, especially when it comes to mental health, because I know there's still such a big stigma around mental health and this thought of if I can't physically see it, it must not be there. And a lot of times society can tend to see it that way is, if I can't physically see what you're struggling with or what's wrong with you, you must be making it up. It must not be real. You must be pretending. And we saw this happening a lot with Simone Biles in the Olympics, where so many people had opinions about what she was doing and taking that step back for her mental health and kind of criticizing her because they wanted her to compete because there was nothing wrong with her and she was just making excuses and not being there for her team and all of these things that people tried to want to say about her because they physically could not see something wrong with her, so she should have competed. And I think that's where, for me, why I'm like such a big advocate in talking about mental health and helping to break that stigma, not just from my own personal experience and what I've been through, but I think as a society, a lot of people still struggle with this. If I can't see your pain, if I can't see your struggles, if I can't physically see what you're saying is wrong with you, it must not be there.
Right. And I go right along to add again that if I don't know your story, then it's okay to pass judgment on you. And mm-hmm. And I think there's so many things that people don't realize are going on that you can't physically see.
Right. And I know this has been a really good year for me in a lot of aspects, but a really hard year because of my weight gain and really going through eating disorder recovery. And when people come to my page or they see me and they haven't been to my page or heard my story or heard what's been going on with the weight gain or the eating disorder, I've had a lot of comments say, you've just gained so much weight. You're lazy. You're unmotivated. You're talking about eating disorder because you're seeking attention. You're trying to make excuses. You're glorifying obesity by sharing this. And I think this is where it kind of touched me in a way that, yes, it caused me to have my own personal struggles with this, but goes back to that aspect of, because someone can't physically see how much I've been struggling with the weight gain, how much I've been struggling with the eating disorder, how much I'm actually working on those things, people can't see it. So they must assume that you haven't been working on it. You're not losing weight. You love yourself like this. You think all these other things that aren't true about yourself based on just their judgment looking at you and not realizing the whole picture of what's actually going on. Because if I can't see your eating disorder, you're not a typical case of eating disorders. Because again, when we talk about eating disorders, most people still associate that with being really sickly underweight and not eating. They still have this huge stigma around people who are maybe overweight and struggling with an eating disorder, because that's not an eating disorder. That's lazy. That's not motivated. That's making excuses for obesity. And this year has kind of been personally where I've been affected by it. I've seen it in society, but I've been personally affected by it, where because I'm plus size, I'm now making an excuse and I don't have an eating disorder. I'm just making excuses to why I'm fat.
I think, too, that goes back to a lot of people's exposure or experience with certain topics or areas. And if they don't have it, seen it firsthand or haven't experienced it themselves firsthand, then it's non-existent.
Right.
So, like, if I haven't experienced an eating disorder, I don't know anybody who's done that, then that must be something that somebody else is making up that's not real. And I think that that's, I think, again, living in a little closed off shell of being exposed to things, I think it boils down to that's something wrong with that person, not something wrong with you.
Right. I've also seen this, which is really sad, with different doctors who still have this stigma around weight and people in maybe larger bodies or with that weight stigma of, you know, even looking back when I was 500 pounds, no one ever would have imagined or brought up or talked to me about an eating disorder. It was always just lose weight. And so for me, it all stems back to not just what I'm dealing with right now, but what I'm dealing with right now is a buildup of years and years of not being heard, not being listened to, being told I'm making up my illness or my struggles or what I'm dealing with, and constantly just being told to lose weight. And I think those coincide so much with the stigma that's around mental health still and with eating disorders. And it's one of those things where I know a lot of us struggle. And comments like that, no matter how much work you're putting in, no matter how much you're trying to overcome your eating disorder, work on your relationship with food, with your body, to love yourself again, comments like this can completely derail someone, completely derail you, completely derail me, and make us feel like what we're doing is not enough, and to make us feel like we're a failure and to just give up because this isn't worth it. If others can't see how much effort I'm putting in, if I'm not making any changes that others can see, am I wasting my time and should I really even be doing this?
And I think that's, again, where it's super, super important to reflect inward and take a look at that bigger picture for yourself and not allow that judgment of others or the thoughts of others to dictate your actions and behaviors. You ultimately have to do what's best for you and keep your thoughts, feelings, and perspectives in place and in mind first before you start taking outside opinions and basing your future actions off of somebody else's opinion who has no idea where you're coming from or where you've been.
Right. An example of this is for me, when I stopped weighing myself, it was really hard, but also one of the best things I've done mentally for myself to really overcome the eating disorder, to really start feeling proud of myself, to feel progress within, to change my relationship with food, where not every thought, feeling, decision was based on the scale. Like drastic improvements in my overall mental health and health when I stopped weighing myself. However, comments like, you let yourself go. Why did you let yourself gain weight? Wow, you look so fat. Aren't you doing anything about your weight loss? Really made me step back from all that progress I was making and really start doubting myself of, oh my gosh, well, I felt like I was making progress. I feel really good. I feel changes happening, but am I actually changing? Am I actually wasting my time trying to do this? And I've wasted all of this time trying to recover where I should have been more dedicated to just weight loss. If I stood on the scale, maybe I would have had results faster and would have just had to deal with the scale and been fine and over with and just deal with those negative emotions around the scale. Maybe everyone's right that I do look bad and I'm not making progress and it starts derailing and spiraling out of control. And it can be so harmful because what we talk about a lot here and what's so important, like Kevin touched on, is really looking within on how you feel about yourself. And so when those comments make you doubt yourself or doubt the progress, that's where it can be like that really dangerous slope to start going down, because then you really start questioning everything. And I know for me, listening to my body and trusting myself and my body is already hard. So when those comments come, it makes it even harder to actually listen to myself.
Right. And I think that those thoughts and feelings and that second guessing is only enhanced by, I'll say, your eating disorder brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that eating disorder brain has a way of taking over and dominating, I'm not going to say the right thoughts, but the right thoughts that you should be thinking and feeling.
Right.
Like they're not necessarily the right thoughts, but those are the thoughts, like the normal thoughts, I guess, would be a different way to put it. And that eating disorder brain kind of drowns out everything else, where a regular everyday person who's not struggling with an eating disorder, those thoughts, feelings, emotions that are like heightened on you may not be experiencing those things. And I think that's where it's super, super important, like you said, to reflect inward and really be even more hyper aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions as to what you choose to do going forward, because you do know that you do have that side of your brain that's working mm-hmm. and saying these things that aren't necessarily true.
And that's why I think when those thoughts start coming in, it's really taking a step back. And whether you share it on social media, whether it's just personal, something you keep to yourself, it's either taking a step back from social media like I did, taking a step back from those people who are saying those comments, and really sit down with yourself and look within and really figure out, okay, but what is actually going on? What am I actually feeling? What is my body telling me? What is all the progress that I've made without those outside noises, that outside voice, that eating disorder voice that's trying to bring me down? It's kind of really sitting with yourself and reflecting on, okay, I'm feeling like maybe these comments are making me feel like I'm actually not making progress, or these negative thoughts are making me feel like I'm not actually making progress. So I need to kind of stop, take a step back, and really reflect inward and figure out actually what's happening. And this is what I kind of had to do a lot, because I started WW, it'll be a year in October. And I had these big plans of, I'm going to lose 100 pounds by next October. I'm going to lose all this weight. WW is the exact change I needed to change things up, to lose this weight. And then now here we are almost a year later. I have no idea what my weight is, but I know I didn't lose 100 pounds. It was a big ask already, first of all. But when you get those comments and you start hearing people say, wow, you're still so fat. Oh, wow, you gained a lot of weight. Oh, wow, you haven't really lost any weight. You're really gaining your weight back. I took that step back and I was like, okay, so these comments hurt, obviously. I'm not where I want to be physically, but let me reflect inward and figure out what this year was. And I think in terms of transformation, this has been my biggest transformation year yet, where I'm actually recovering from my eating disorder. I'm actually starting to stop that all or nothing mentality. I'm actually listening to my body, trusting my body, eating foods again, not binging and restricting, all those things that are going to actually last me the rest of my life, to have a healthy relationship with myself and with my body the rest of my life. Those are huge changes. And so even though physically I might not be where I want to be, I have to look at the big picture and say, but mentally and emotionally and with all the things with the eating disorder, I've made huge progress from where I was a year ago. I've made drastic changes from where I was a year ago. And so even though you might not be able to physically see those changes, sometimes those changes that happen within are the most important changes of all.
Absolutely. And I think another powerful thing that you've done, watching you from the outside, is taking the time to do that journaling. Mm-hmm. Because that gives you a place, like when you are struggling, you can go look back at a random day 6 months ago and see where you were, what you were thinking, how you were feeling, and all of those things, and look at where you are today and see that you're not actually struggling with those same things that mm-hmm. you were struggling with 6 months ago.
Or looking back and saying, I'm still struggling with it, but I'm able to easily switch that mindset and not have it derail me like it did before.
No, absolutely. You're able to see that progress.
Right.
And again, it's not a physical marker, but you can look back and see those mental markers and those right. mental struggles that you were battling with and that were dominating you 6 months mm-hmm. ago, where you're able to flip that switch faster now and overcome those negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions.
And I think what's important to remember too about the comments of others is that they don't want to understand or take the time to understand what you're actually going through. What they see is surface level. So unfortunately, what they see is the physical. That's all they're able to see or able to understand. And it's easy for others to make those judgments or comments based on just what they can see with their eyes, not what they're willing to see or willing to understand, but just what their eyes are showing them, which is surface level, your physical appearance, your weight. And so I think when we can remind ourselves of that, like they can't look within and see all that progress. And even though you may be able to stand there and say, but look at all this other progress I'm making with my eating disorder or with my relationship with food, if they're not in a place to listen or understand or care what you're saying, they're not going to see that anyways. So I really had to stop trying to defend myself, stop trying to explain myself, try to justify myself and what I'm doing, and really say, because those people are going to be the ones I can sit here and try to justify myself all day and night, but they're never going to hear me because they don't want to take that time to understand. And I think that is that big aha moment for me. It hurts when people make those comments, and it makes me doubt myself sometimes, and it makes me question if what I'm doing is actually working. But then I think about that other side of, but the people who are making those comments don't truly know me or want to take the time to get to know me or my story. And they just want to look at me on my outward appearance and be critical of, you're overweight, you gained weight, you don't look good, you're making excuses, it's not an eating disorder, you just need to stop, and remind myself that they're not willing to see the whole picture because they don't truly care about what I'm doing.
I think people like that are only out there trying to get a reaction from you and try and bring you down to them.
Yes, I agree with you in terms of social media and people who might not know you, but this can be happening with people's family member, a spouse, a Weight Watchers coach,
and I would argue the same thing, that those people are not comfortable with where they are themselves,
right,
and are trying to bring you down to their level of this so that they're comfortable with where you are.
And I think it also goes back to, if you don't fit the mold that's in their head of what an eating disorder is, you're never going to be able to get through to them that you might have an eating disorder or struggle with your relationship with food, and you're not just making excuses as to why you are where you're at.
Absolutely. And I think that you could take it a step further and say that if you're not the mold of what they think you should be, they could act like that towards you to try to put you into the mold of where they want you to be.
Right. And so I think with all of these things, that's why it's so important when you feel like what other people are saying is bothering you or it's making you question or doubt yourself, it is really looking within and asking yourself, how do I feel? How are the choices and the decisions I'm making? How do they make me feel? And I might not be where I want to be right now, either physically or mentally, but how do I feel about the steps I'm taking that are getting me towards that goal to help me reach where I do want to be? And it's really looking within and not really taking what everyone else is saying and asking yourself, if the answer is no, I'm not doing what I need to be doing to get me or to help me or to help me to get where I want to go, what do I need to do personally to help me get there? Not what can I do to please this person or to prove to this person that I'm making changes, or how much weight do I have to lose so this person is happy or can see changes, but really looking within and saying, this is working, this is not working, this is how I feel, this is what I need to do, and then to keep continuing on your journey.
Right. And I think there's something to using those other people as a motivation, but they can't be like the sole only motivation.
Right.
Using those people to help you grow, as in like a coach who's going to push you out of that comfort zone and tell you things that you might not necessarily want to hear, I think can be a positive thing. But again, you have to be open and wanting to make those changes on your own to help them help push you along the way, not them pushing you for the sake of pushing you and you're resisting the whole entire time.
Well, I think there is a certain part where a lot of us have this mentality of, okay, you say I can't do it, watch, I'm going to prove you wrong. And I think that's good to have. And I think that's helped me a little bit on my journey as well, when I had so many people tell me I couldn't do it. And I was like, watch me, pretty much. But I think at the end of the day, to have those long lasting changes is really not so much looking at, I'm going to prove you wrong. But again, where it comes to looking within and saying, but I'm going to prove myself right because I know I can do it. And I think that's that mental shift that I had probably halfway along my journey when I was 500 pounds. It started as, okay, I'm going to prove you wrong. And a little bit, yeah, I know I can do it, so I'll prove myself right. But then it flipped to, I don't care if I prove you wrong. I'm going to prove to myself that I can do it because I know I can. And I think that's what we kind of have to keep reminding ourselves of, is when people make these comments, is yes, letting that maybe light that fire in you a little bit to get motivated or started. But at the end of the day, it has to come from you from what you want to do and making the changes for you, not to please anyone else. So it's reminding yourself, even if they're making a comment of, you're so fat, you should lose weight, if you truly want to lose weight, then do it for yourself, but do not do it because you want to prove them wrong or because they're asking you to lose weight.
Well, I think like you touched on there, it's when you do it for someone else, that result isn't going to be long lasting. You're not going to continue to look inward as to why you made those changes. Those changes are going to be, I'm going to prove you wrong. Okay, I proved you wrong, and throw those changes out the window.
Right. And I think we also have to remember is there is such an emphasis on physical appearance and physical changes when it comes to weight loss. Like, if you don't lose weight and I can't see you lose weight, you must not be losing weight. And it's not talked about the mental health, the mental side of weight loss nearly enough. And there's that huge emphasis on the physical weight, especially with weight loss. And so I think even if we're on a weight loss journey and we're not really where we want to be, it doesn't show the bigger changes that are happening along the journey, like we touched on, which is that mental health and the mental changes that go along with weight loss. So I think if you put so much of those expectations or your worth based on what others say and what they're going to say to you about your journey, we have to remember that we're not taking into consideration the mental changes because people aren't going to be able to see that. That is such a key, a huge importance in weight loss or when we make changes, is that mental shift or that mental mindset and the mental aspect of it. That's not nearly talked about enough, because that's what's going to help you long term change your thoughts, change your actions, change your behaviors that are going to last you a lifetime past the weight loss, past this point of the journey, and have you have a really a better relationship with yourself and food that's going to last you, not just a quick, okay, I'm going to lose weight.
And I think a good example of this is what you went through when you experienced your weight loss, thinking, okay, I'm going to lose weight and that's going to lead me to be happy. Mm-hmm. But in reality, losing the weight, sure, you were happier, but it was because of the mental work that you'd done on the same process. The weight loss itself was, sure, that's a bonus, but it's that mental work that you did while losing the weight that allowed you to have that true happiness.
And I think that's a great point you brought up, because yes, when I was at my lowest weight, I was happy at that weight. I felt good at that weight, but mentally, I was not in a good place, because it shifted from I'm going to be at a comfortable weight and lose weight to really making drastic changes all the way the other way of starving myself, killing myself in a gym to get as skinny as possible. And so people said, well, if I get skinny, then I will be happy. And it's like, yes, I was happy, like you said, because I put in that mental work and that change, but it shifted again along the way and went to very unhealthy measures to then be as skinny as possible. And so I think that's where we have to really find that middle ground of feeling good in our body, but also making the changes of that mental work that needs to be done so it can last you. So it's not something where you're trying to go to unhealthy measures to get as skinny as possible, but then you're not constantly losing weight, gaining weight, because you're not changing that relationship with food.
Right. I think too, there's a big difference between, like you were saying, like your physical happiness. I was happy with my physical appearance, but mentally you were not happy.
Right.
With what you were doing to get there.
Right.
Or and not was, okay.
And it was not something long-term that I would ever be able to sustain or maintain with what I was doing.
So you were happy with the results, you were happy with the appearance, but what you were doing was also not a happy, healthy thing.
Right. It was a constant struggle between, I love the way my body looks right now, but it's not good enough. And I think that's that mental shift, and something I talked to my therapist about is, you were in that mental place of being happy, like Kevin said, with the physical appearance of your body, but also not mentally okay, because no matter what, it was not good enough. And you were going to unhealthy measures to keep getting as skinny and small as possible. And then when I made the shift of, I can't do this anymore, the pendulum swung all the way the other way. And I started gaining weight again and going back to the other way of an extreme. And so as much as weight loss is physical, and as much as we want people to notice the hard work we're doing or to physically see all the hard work that we're doing, a huge part of weight loss that we have to remember is mental. And people are not going to be able to see that. You are not going to be able to look in the mirror all the time and see all those changes happening. And like I said, that's exactly what I was going through this year, where I feel so good with the progress I'm making. But when I look in the mirror, it's still hard for me to see the reflection because physically I'm not where I want to be yet. And my therapist also tells me too, is those two things will catch up to each other once you can really get a hold of like that mental aspect of being in a good place with your body, being in a good place with the relationship you have with yourself and with your body, and going at weight loss in a different way where it's not just, I'm going to go to these drastic measures to lose weight, but I'm going to do it in a healthy, sustainable, happy way where it's going to be able to sustain me for the rest of my life and something I'm going to be able to continue to do for the rest of my life. And so I think that's where it's really looking within and looking at the bigger picture of, okay, maybe physically I'm not where I want to be yet. And maybe physically people are making all these comments about me and my body and my size, but looking within and figuring out, but where was I a year ago, 2 months, 6 months, whatever it was, and really taking that time to work on your mental health. So we don't question ourselves or doubt ourselves when those comments or opinions kind of come up. And not having the physical appearance take away from all the mental work that we've been working on or putting in to make these changes. And that's why it's important for me to kind of share all these aspects of my journey and what I go through with you guys, because I don't want anyone to feel like they're alone in this journey. If you're struggling with your weight, if you're struggling with comments, with your mental health, with an eating disorder, it is something that I felt before. I was alone in my struggles. No one else knew what it was like. No one else was knowing what I was dealing with. And it was that constant of, if people can't physically see what I'm going through, it must not be real. It must be something wrong with me. And sharing this experience and talking about this, and as I go through recovery and as I make these changes, it's just something that I want you to know, if you are struggling, you're not alone. And your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, how you think about yourself, all of that is valid and it's important. And I know it's real and it's part of you and it's something that you struggle with. So all those tiny battles that you keep fighting every single day that no one doesn't know anything about, I'm proud of you that you're here, that you're taking the time to listen to this conversation, and that you're actually working on yourself to be the best version of yourself possible. Regardless of what anyone else says, regardless of the comments, the opinions, the statements, the judgments, the snarky remarks, whatever it is, you're still here and you're still fighting and you're still battling it out and you're still standing after everything you've been through. And we are in this together. And that's why I share what I share. That's why I want to talk about what I talk about, because I never want you to feel like you're alone or that your struggles aren't valid. A huge part of transformation that we have to remember is our mental health and making sure we're taking care of that mental health and not letting anyone else make you feel like you're pretending, you're looking for attention, looking for validation, or making excuses, because it's not about that. It's about finding yourself again, loving yourself again, taking care of yourself again. And that's, for me, is I'm not looking for praise or validation from others by talking about these struggles. For me, I'm trying to find myself again, to find who I am, what makes me me, without my weight defining me, without my eating disorder defining me, without all these outside factors defining me. I just want to be myself again. And so that's where this kind of letting go of some of those comments is so important, so we can truly look within and begin to love and take care of and respect ourselves again, and to allow who we truly are to shine.
So with that, we'd like to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to this episode and our conversation today. If you could also help us out by recommending our podcast to a friend or family member who might also find value from our conversation, that would be amazing. Please make sure you take time to rate, review, and subscribe wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, because that would help us out tremendously. And there's one last thing to remember.
It's never too late to fly.